customer experience. It's what sets some of the best companies apart from the rest. Yet it can often be very hard to achieve. Tune in every other month as we uncover the secrets behind great customer experience. This is Experience Better, the CX Podcast. Welcome everyone to today's episode. I'm your host, Sean Jackson, Senior Vice President of Marketing at Kubra. And today we're playing a little game of Would You Rather? So here's an interesting choice. Would you rather clean a toilet or call customer service? Well, you might be surprised to learn that for 42% of your customers, the answer is getting on their hands and knees and scrubbing that toilet. For far too many of your customers, the prospect of having to call a customer service rep is daunting, and it's taking a toll on their overall experience. So, if you want to discover how to cut down call center volume while also improving satisfaction, keep listening because we're sharing 6 effective strategies to help you achieve this. Now, while some of these strategies sound like they lean toward a utility audience, really, any business that handles billing and communicates with their customers will find these tips helpful. So let's get into it. First up, strategy 1, empower your customers with self-service portals. Look, if customers have to call you for every little thing, they're not going to be thrilled. In fact, 79% of people expect you to have self-service support tools that let them handle issues on their own. A quick side note, I'll be sharing the sources for all these stats in the show notes if you're interested. So questions like, why is my bill so high? Or how long will this power outage last? Are simple questions that are putting unnecessary pressure on your call center and can be answered with self-service tools. And I've got to tell you, tons of utilities are stepping up their game in this regard. They've reduced their call center numbers considerably by having websites or customer portals that are robust, intuitive, and comprehensive. What are we talking about when we say self-service features? Well, first up, account management tools. Customers can pop in, check their balance, and update their communication preferences, all without dialing support. It's like giving your customers keys to the control room. And there's bill payments. You got to make it painless for people to pay their bills. A couple of clicks, a secure payment gateway, and they're done. No hassle, no phone call. Usage tracking comes next. It's about giving customers that crystal clear picture of their consumption. When they see their usage patterns over time, those why is my bill so high this month questions just melt away. Now switching gears to service requests. The ability to start, stop, or move services needs to be at their fingertips. It's about making transitions smooth and something they can do during their coffee break. Energy saving tips also come into play here. By sharing how to cut down on usage, customers can shrink their bills. And when bills go down, so do calls, wondering how to make that happen. If your business is looking to add more self-service features, the ones I just covered are where you should start. Moving on to strategy 2, harness the power of AI chatbots. Nobody likes waiting on hold. It's why a lot of consumers are increasingly turning to AI for help. A remarkable 74% of customers have said they'd opt for a chatbot over a human agent when it comes to straightforward questions. And it's not just about convenience. By the end of this year, chatbots are predicted to save businesses up to 2.5 billion hours and slash customer service costs by as much as 30%. When a customer types out a question or speaks to one of these AI helpers, they get answers right away, any time of day, no need to wait until office hours to call a human. And because each interaction makes these chatbots smarter, they're going to help you continue to raise the bar for future interactions. This brings us to strategy 3, which is a topic I love, and that is the magic of well-designed bills. The design of a utility bill is often an overlooked aspect, yet it plays a crucial role in customer communication. Complex or cluttered bills can lead to confusion, frustration, and a flood of customer service calls. At Kubra, we've researched this topic extensively and found that a thoughtfully designed bill doesn't just look good, it significantly boosts customer satisfaction. It's a blend of science and aesthetics, placing important information where eyes naturally go first, using color and typography strategically to highlight key elements like the amount due and due dates. The use of colorful charts and graphs is also key when it comes to understanding the breakdown of a bill. With a clean layout and focused content, we see a marked decrease in customer inquiries and an increase in on-time payments. Now on to strategy 4, stay proactive with outage reporting and communication. When storms hit, call volumes surge. Customers want to know, is my power the only one out? When is it coming back on? They're stressed and your call center feels the pressure. The trick is to communicate early and often. Get ahead of the storm and use every channel you've got, text, email, social media, to keep folks in the loop. Information is a comfort during times of uncertainty, and consistent updates can soothe the anxiety that drives people to pick up the phone. Having robust outage and incident reporting software is also key. Customers can self-report issues, see if others are affected, and follow the status in real time. It's really about empowering them to get the info they need and reserve those call center lines for the truly critical cases. Strategy 5 is all about reimagining the IVR experience. I came across some insights from McKinsey that really put things into perspective. They found that a typical utility serving 2 million customers receives 2 million to 3 million calls annually, which can cost $20 to $40 million. To combat this, many utilities have implemented interactive voice response as a channel. But the challenge is traditional IVR systems are rigid, and they leave people fumbling through clumsy menu options until they eventually just hit zero to connect to a live agent. A major waste of resources. But with natural language RVR, customers can speak naturally just like they would to a live agent and perform simple tasks without frustration. According to the McKinsey report, bill inquiry calls account for 7 to 10% of total call volume, which makes the billing and payment journey of your customer a perfect candidate for a natural language IVR experience. Now for our final strategy, number 6, multiple payment avenues equal fewer calls. The more payment options you offer, the smoother the experience. When customers can choose how they pay, whether online, through mobile, or in person, they're less likely to need to call in. It doesn't end there. Offering a variety of payment methods is just as important as channels. Does your organization offer pay by text, secure email, and digital wallets like Apple Pay? And what about your unbanked or underbanked populations? Offering cash payment options at retail stores and supermarkets is the key to creating an inclusive payment experience that leads to more timely payments and fewer calls around payment issues. And with that, I'd like to wrap up today's episode. I'm Sean Jackson, and you've been listening to Experience Better, the CX podcast by Kubra. Press 2 for a stress-free experience, or rather, hit subscribe for more insights and stories from the world of CX. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.